I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. You know, one of the many conservation success stories in West Virginia over the course of the past generation has to be the rebound of the muskie population in our state. Coming up, we'll visit with one of the guys who's presided over much of that improvement. Part two of the DNR report in 3, 2, 1. Biologist Scott Morrison has spent the better part of his career studying and finding ways to improve muskie fishing in West Virginia. Research on Middle Island Creek and more recently the Elk River showed some comparisons to muskie habits and also some differences. One of the big ones is movement. Morrison says the male muskie made some big moves on Middle Island Creek, while the females had a far shorter range. But on the elk, all of the muskies move great distance.
Well, the elk is a little different in that there's some, you know, reservoirs on the system, and they do that fall or the fall drawdown may affect their movement on the Elk River, whereas Middle Island Creek doesn't have a reservoir like that. So there's the fall movements would be low, you know, there would be not this big mass of water coming down in the fall like the elk had. So that could change, that could make the difference. And they're from working on both of them, they're different streams. You know, the elk is higher gradient, it has a different fish population. There's more bass in the Elk River compared to Middle Island Creek, and there's not as much forage in the elk as Middle Island Creek, so it could be a forage base.
Now, one interesting comparison, given that, according to Morrison, is the size of the average muskie in the elk and Middle Island.
Proportion of 40-inch fish, it's higher in the Elk River, which is kind of an interesting fact, since, you know, I mentioned before, there's more forage in Middle Island Creek.
30 years ago, the thought of catching a muskie in West Virginia was almost out of the question, but a series of efforts by both the DNR and sportsmen has given us a great and growing population.
I think it is the fact that the muskie population is probably doing as well now as it ever has, and our stocking programs have worked, plus people aren't keeping the fish like they did before. So there's, and we also have more waters, like, you know, 30 years ago, we didn't have some reservoirs now that or lakes that we stock fish in.
And while rivers are havens, Morrison says the real trophies are in the lakes.
In my career, you know, a big fish used to be 40 inches, and now it's 50 inches. And if you want to catch a 50-inch muskie, you go to Stonewall Jacks.
Muskie lunge growing and improving all the time in our Mountain State waters is another game fish to pursue for avid anglers. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.